are listening to Craig Info Talk.
The best cricketing moment, 2006.
Hi, this is Ian Chappell. Well, my best cricketing moment of the year was Shane Warne's 700th wicket. The fact that he got it was such a terrific delivery. He got a top-order batsman who was playing well in Andrew Strauss, and he just completely fooled him with the flight and then hit the stumps. It was a magic moment for Shane Warne, and I thought it was the highlight of the year for me.
Hi, this is Michael Holding. My best cricketing moment of the year, I suppose, because if you're going to get involved in sentiment, it would have to be Shane Warne getting his 700th test wicket. I don't think too many people expected any bowler anywhere in the world to get as many as 700 test wickets. Perhaps it will be surpassed because Mutai Muralidharan is younger than he is and more than likely will get a lot more wickets, but that certainly was a great cricketing moment.
Hi, this is Tony Gregg. My best cricketing moment of the year involved the one and only Adam Gilchrist. He was struggling for form and made a duck in the first innings against Australia in Perth. In the second innings, the game was being totally dominated by the Australian batsmen, and to be frank, it became a little boring as we contemplated Ponting's declaration probably sometime the following day. Enter Gilchrist. Little did we know that we were about to witness an exceptional display of attacking batting. Gilchrist scored the second fastest test century in the history of the game of cricket as Australia took total command of the third test match at the Wacker. He reached his 100 in 57 balls, one behind Viv Richards' 20-year-old record. And who would believe he didn't even know the record was on?
You are listening to Craig Info Talk.